what does 42 CFR Part 2 say about consent? Now, the thing to note about Part 2 is it's a very strict privacy law, because it's very concerned around the stigma that may attach itself to those who are receiving substance use disorder treatment. So in most instances, it's going to require written consent to disclose information. Its exemptions are very limited, far more limited than HIPAA. So it's really important to become familiar with the consent requirements. In order for a consent to be valid under Part 2, it must be written and include the following: the name of the patient, the specific name or general designation of the Part 2 program, entity, or individual permitted to make the disclosure. That's referred to as the from whom section requirement. How much and what kind of information is to be disclosed? Example, all of my SUD information, or medication only. The name of the individual to whom disclosure is to be made, that's the to whom requirement. General designations like my treating provider are now allowed based on recent revisions to Part 2 to the regulations, but the patient is entitled to a list of entities to which the information has been disclosed pursuant to this general designation. The consent to be valid must also describe the purpose of the disclosure and have the signature of the patient or personal representative, the date on which consent is signed, and it should also include a statement that the consent is subject to revocation at any time, except to the extent that the program has already acted on it, and date, event, or condition upon which consent will expire if not previously revoked. So those are the consent requirements for Part 2.